Women's reproductive rights have been a topic of ongoing debate in the Ohio legislature, around the state, and in many homes. On Dayton Youth Radio, we meet a young woman and her father who are participating in that discussion. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt.
Dayton Youth Radio gives teenagers a chance to tell their own stories in their own words. And we hear them, trying to make sense of the world. Maybe you're listening with your teenager close by. We hope stories like this spark conversations with the young people in our lives.
Hey, I'm Joy. I'm 18 years old and I love to write. I have ever since I could hold a crayon. And I hate negativity, discrimination, and inequality, like most people that I know. I live with my dad, which certainly has been a roller coaster over these past few years. Lots of ups and lots of downs.
My name's Craig Thornhill.
Okay, and what do you do?
I'm the paralegal for the Dayton Municipal Court.
And what do you do outside of work?
I'm very engaged with the Holy Spirit and serving as Zion Baptist Church's trustee chairman. Zion Baptist is the oldest Black Baptist church in Dayton.
So I guess I'll just jump right into it. Are you pro-life or pro-choice?
Well, life is precious and it should be sacred. I believe it is. It's a gift from God. So, you know, anything that preserves life is what our policy should be about.
I never knew which side of the argument to pick, but as I grew older, around 15 years old, I saw the girls that I was growing up with in church getting pregnant and having babies. It was so surreal to me. My dad always scolded me, saying that I better make sure that doesn't turn out to be me. So that kind of leads to my next question, which is, what are your views on birth control?
I think abstinence is the best birth control, teaching kind of values that we've allowed ourselves to hold on to that have been inherited from generation to generation. Those kinds of values teach the sacredness of the sacred institution of marriage.
So you don't think it should be more accessible to women, young women specifically?
I don't think... What? Repeat that question for me.
You don't think birth control should be more accessible to women, young women specifically?
There comes a certain level of responsibility that is being bypassed by handing young ladies birth control. We don't teach that responsible act, bringing people into the world that have to be taken care of. Not little doll babies we can put on the shelf, but real living beings. When we do that, we won't have to worry about birth control so much.
So at school, I knew a couple of girls who were on birth control because it made their period symptoms less severe. I talked to my mom and doctor about it, and it seemed like a great idea. However, my dad felt differently. He let me know that I wouldn't be rescheduling the appointment because he'd already gone in and told the doctors that I shouldn't be allowed to get on birth control. He doesn't know how this can help me to physically and mentally be more at ease. This controlling mentality reminded me of the same one that governs laws surrounding abortions, which he's also against. The heartbeat bill has also been haunting me and the conscience of other females my age. We're afraid that this will be a gateway to abortions becoming completely illegal, taking away control of our own reproductive rights. So essentially, if you had to, you know, side with one side or the other, which one would you choose?
I'd like to see us try to find, you know, and legislate some form of balance in that.
Okay. Thanks.
Love you, baby girl.
I did this story because I just think women should be able to choose for themselves what is right for their body. Men, they don't go through what we go through. They don't understand that struggle. Because they don't go through that, they shouldn't have a say on what happens to my body. And I'm not asking them necessarily to understand it. No, I'm demanding them to sympathize. For Dayton Youth Radio at Stivers, this is Joy.
That's a story called Our Bodies, Ourselves, written and produced by Joy Thornhill, a senior at Stivers School of the Arts. Special thanks to Craig Thornhill, Joy's dad, and her teacher, Leslie Rogers at Stivers. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.